I'm first meal here.
Shut up, love. Things up.
I'm interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Vic Starkovich, longtime residents of Rock Springs, Long Island, since 1929. My first question is, where did you originally come from?
From Dawson, New Mexico.
Okay, what were you doing down there?
Working in a coal mine.
And how did you hear about Rock Springs?
Well, the people right here to Dawson, they need a coal miners here, so they closed the mine there and we come down there.
Was Rock Springs your only destination that you were planning to go, or were other towns you were interested in?
No. Rock Springs was the first one.
Okay, how old were you when you first...
21.
Okay, and how old were you?
15.
Okay, and when you first came, where did you live?
On East Plant.
Okay. Was it a...
We rented.
Oh, just rented a house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when did you come to this house?
1936.
And did you have it built, or...?
No, it was built.
Tell them the history of this. The Pony Express was in this area?
Oh, we didn't know that. Where was the Pony Express?
Yeah, right next door.
No, in our
was it in the garage here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They had
horses, and that's they delivered freight and different.
What year?
There was no horses here then.
So your garage was the station, or just
where they had the stable for the stable for horses,
for the Pony Express horses. You should also say that Grandpa came here without any family. Grandma came with her mother and dad, but Grandpa's family was left in Europe. And did Uncle John come the same time you came?
No, he came 2 years after. But so, he came here.
So how many people did you have living like in a house that...
Here?
Yeah, one time.
Well, when you first came here, it was...
Three.
It was your entire family.
Family.
And then where did Daddy lived. Did he live with
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Boarding.
He boarded.
Because Grandma kept boarders.
And not here.
Not in this house, but down on East Flat.
In East Flat, she had...
Mm-hmm.
Your great-grandmother had...
Boarders.
How long did you live down there before you moved to this house?
Since 29 to 1936.
36. But we moved about three or four times.
From
one location to the other.
But in all in East Flat?
Mm-hmm. No.
And one up at
number one
by the high school. Where the high school,
Pete
Story,
that's the one we live in.
Oh, see.
He was a town sectioned off?
Like, yeah, that was East Flat, and this is West Flat.
And then was it one kind of nationality living in one section?
No.
It was all mixed. Like mm-hmm. they are now.
And we never did live in the camps out at Reliance or Witten.
See, if you came here with the mines, you can also live
in the camps.
Any of the camps. And how did you get into the UP houses that they have?
We never did.
We never did live in the UP house.
Did you have to be a boss? Or
No.
If they need a house, you need a rent.
They could have had number two, too, but they never did, you know. His grandpa worked at number two before he went for UP.
No, after he worked for UP, he went to number two.
I mean you.
Yeah, me. But you said grandpa.
I'm talking about you, Grandpa.
Okay, then. But then they also had number four is where they had the UP houses.
Mm-hmm. And where you live?
And no, number three was...
But you know that number four, you had to work here in town. You couldn't, you know, like they... Daddy worked at Reliance. He could not rent a UP house here in town.
Oh, I see.
That was just for them. He'd have to go to Reliance.
Oh, he'd have to live in the camp out there then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So that was just totally for the miners that worked
in town
camps.
Number eight and number four.
Okay, what mine did you work at then?
Reliance.
Reliance number seven.
First he was at Witten. First he came to Witten.
I worked just one day.
I come just one day.
The guy went with him, he didn't bike it, so we come out.
He was an older man that took him in the night.
First I worked at the Peacock 9 years. 1927, from 1929 to 1937, and then got a job with the UP in 1927.
Okay, where was Peacock and who ran Peacock?
Well, Loma 2. Loma 2, they called it. Loma 2 Camp. That was a Peacock.
Oh.
Peacock Coal Company.
Is that the one still open?
No.
No, that's not open anymore over there.
How was the condition down in the mines?
Well, it, Peacock was no good, but UP was no good. They had water to keep the dust down. Loma 2 mine, Peacock, you didn't have that. Just like I come from that mine and to the UP, like you come in a big store and work in a nice room. Mm-hmm. That's how much difference.
Was there like any major accidents?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Did you have any of that?
Not too. I was hit. Once I was covered in New Mexico with a rock.
And
then in Reliance, I was hit with a drill.
And out there, you froze your toes?
Yeah, that was frozen. It was too cold working outside. Yeah.
Where was that?
For the place.
Oh, at the Colony Coal.
Mm-hmm. He froze his feet and all his toes hurt. Oh, they were huge.
You were working, was that in the mine or you were working outside?
Well, it was rope
right
there, not
building a rail. You always worked most
underground? Underground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the time underground.
From 1927 at the Union Pacific to 1954. When they closed the mine down, then I went to work any place I could get a job for 2 years. Then I got on 1955 in October for a Northern Utility Gas Company.
And then that was sold to Mountain Fuel.
In 1963.
So then you stayed with the...
Then I stayed
with
Mountain Fuel Gas Company until I retired in 1973.
Yeah, what did you do? You know, come out and
feel visit. Well, setting meters for all.
No, the first time you started,
yeah,
you were maintaining it.
Well, take care of the plants, yeah.
Yeah.
Cleaning gas and the service work to the houses, you know.
And then
they
would gradually
go
do anything,
they,
or gradually.
They close all that, and you have to go be a serviceman, and meter setter, and everything.
Why don't you go back to where, when they first came here, in the different sections of town. Okay, now, for shopping, how much did they have in the way of shopping outside of the Union Pacific store?
Well, that was the best place to shop, you know, as far as...
was the UP store.
UP store?
They had...
Where was that?
That was located where
right there now, where
Upland Industry has their offices,
you know,
across
Civic
from
Center.
Across,
oh,
across,
okay,
from the Civic,
yeah,
Center.
Greek Church.
It was,
where was the, you know, the best, that was the best store, the, or the only store around that?
At that time, we had Safeway. The Safeway was in the, where the First Security Bank.
Oh, there was a Safeway?
Mm-hmm, that's where we had our Safeway. Then they moved over here to unemployment office. And Piggly Wiggly was on North Front Street. And Hoffman's Hand. Do you remember Hoffman's?
I remember the Hoffman Market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, why was UP the best store then?
Biggest.
Well, it was. You had a better
they
choice.
They had clothing and everything.
And
like
you had
that.
A better selection of everything.
They sell clothes, groceries, anything you want.
Okay,
now why don't you also ask about where Hoffman's store, they have the open fish market. What else did you have down there? And that is where...
That was on the Cape, Pilot Butte.
Cape, Pilot Butte by...
Bill, do you remember that Greek store that was where the Sweetbriars is today?
No.
You don't? There was a Greek store and then the Greek bakery, the Persian bakery.
Yeah, you remember Baker.
So all along K Street and Pilot Butte was all store, like bakeries and fish markets and small grocery stores, meat markets.
Is that
so? What was the center of town then? Just right where.
Right where it is right now. Yeah.
And see, Wyoming Meat Market. We bought meat there, but they were so high that you couldn't afford, you know, to even go in there. Because it was high compared to UP and Safeway. But it was depression time, and we didn't have the money, so we were glad when Vic was working at the UP store, you could charge. You know, it made a big difference.
Okay, now, like in your entertainment, what did you... Was there any festivals that you had?
Yeah, they had
polka dances. Yeah, at the Slovensky Dome.
In the summertime, we had picnic lodges, you know. You go on a picnic all
and you could go to the show and see a double feature for a quarter, if you had a quarter to go.
And then they would dance at the Playmore Ballroom.
Yeah.
Where Gamble's is located right now.
That's where they had a dance.
Dance hall,
yeah, it was called the Playmore
Ballroom. And then they had a dance hall at the Slovensky Dome.
And then at the Klondike Building, you know, where Johnny and Mona had their reception, you remember?
Yeah.
Was this like every night they'd have, well, every weekend they'd have, or just special?
Well, for the Playmore you could dance.
Yeah,
every weekend. Yeah. Did they bring bands in, or did they just have
it was Ike's.
Ike's band?
They would at the Dome, you know, bring a polka band in.
What was the population when you first came? Was it growing or was it?
No, it was, I guess it was around 5,000-6,000. Not more, with the camps and all, it was 11,000, like they still got it. You know, they come to
camps
and all.
See, there was
over 2,000 miners in the camps in the Rock Springs.
Like Packard's, she lived at, what was this first camp? Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln and Barrytown. There was a mines in the Barrytown and mines in the Lincoln. All that, there was mines. And say
and
when they have a payday every 15 days or whatever, we have 2 weeks, we had a payday. And they all get down in town in the saloons and fight. They really had a go,
didn't they? I don't know.
Yeah, they did with the
ball.
I know, they did, yeah.
Oh, so that's what they would do on payday then too. So that hasn't changed much from from what.
In fact, it was worse then than it is now.
Yeah.
Rather
than you
fighting,
don't see
or fighting.
You don't see them.
And
really.
You don't see the drunks like you saw them at that time.
They are, because we don't go out. You should see, you go out and see them.
No, at that time you could see them everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Was the crime? Was there?
No, I don't think the crime was as bad.
No, it wasn't no crime, but you go uptown and somebody would come with a revolver and shoot it by your feet, just a blank, you know, scare the hell out of you.
Well, they would do that, but not but not rob you.
Yeah, there was
no, there wasn't much of that.
Or breaking into homes and they didn't have.
They couldn't take very much even if they broke in.
You have some more about.
What else?
Is that down now? Or what?
Oh yeah.
What? 20 houses down there, and now look at it.
Yeah, because you know the high school. That
where
was
you guys live?
We lived in Pete's house when they were building that high school. In it.
Yeah, I worked 4 hours. Building a high school.
That's the old junior high.
But that was a high school, and we lived right across there when they started to build it.
1931?
I don't remember what year that was.
Yeah, I was working up at Pico at that time.
And where was the junior high?
Down here, where the
DEB
building is located right now. But was that was the high school, okay. Yeah, all right, that was the high school before. Then where did the kids go to junior high? If that was the high school before.
I don't know where Jack went to junior
high. You went to 8th grade too, where did you go?
Oh, I went to New Mexico, I didn't go to school.
No, you didn't go in? And you did.
Because they had to go somewhere then, if the DEB building used to be the high school.
There was, across the street from the DEB building, or in that general vicinity, was the junior high. It's torn down.
Yeah, I think so. Another old building, wasn't there?
Okay, where the old Congregational Church used to be?
No, not that direction, the other direction, I think. But I'm not sure.
Oh, over like where Hayes Home is now? Over in that area?
No, not that high.
Probably west of the DEB building.
Oh. So that's where they were.
Then, is the Northside Church always been?
Yeah.
They built that.
Mm-hmm.
It was here when you came?
Mm-hmm. See, they built the basement first. But when we got here, the upper part was already finished.
How many churches did they have here then when you came?
They have the south side, that old white building that
they tore down.
They tore down. That was the south side.
And did they have a Greek church when you were here?
Mm-hmm. And they had churches.
They had
the Mormon church was where the library is now.
Oh.
Yeah. They have about 24 churches during all the religions.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 54 some nationalities at that time here.
What nationalities mostly?
Well, most of them, there was Italians, Croatians, and...
Don't you remember when you people had those doings?
Old-timers mm-hmm. there, remember all them flags for each
yeah,
one?
Each.
They had a flag in there.
Well, that was another thing, if you want to bring up. UP had a special celebration.
Old Timers Day.
Was it only one day did you have it, or did you have...
No,
well,
it was
they
like
had it for two, 3 days.
What would you do?
Well, they
had all kind of doings.
They bring the fighters in and have them fight out there on the stage, you know, not
boxing?
Yeah.
And wrestlers?
Four or five in there in the ring, and they throw one out, and another four stay.
Well, you mean all together they get in the ring? And
yeah.
They had all kind of doings.
They
yeah.
have a talent show. They have a parade, dance.
Bocha ball, everything was going. They have prizes. Whatever you want to do, you win a prize. Mm-hmm. It was good for the kids and everything.
Do you remember when that all ended?
When you start closing their minds, then
well,
they
yeah, but,
it was getting.
Yeah,
they didn't do as much.
No.
We did every year. They had it. They done it all the time till they closed their minds.
Yeah, but
1954.
Okay, but then when at 1954, they only had it like one day, though, wasn't it? They didn't have it for two or three days.
Well, yes, they
oh,
did.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
did. They still.
Yeah. Yeah, they had it all the for the same like they always did till they closed up.
Oh.
And then in the mines we had a. Now where I work up Reliance, we won a 4 or 5 year straight, we won a
safety
award, you know, and we have a dealers they have for us.
You'd get a dinner if you won this award?
Yeah, all the Reliance wine, yeah.
What was the safety award?
Yeah.
Was that...
Well, they had a pictures. Mama still got it someplace.
I know, but the safety award was...
No accidents
in
the line.
Okay.
You got an accident, but you were at work anyhow.
You cheated.
Move over, Gene, so that...
Yeah, they had a ring.
Yeah. And they had a mortar, you know, the pool coal and that out there on the
it's still there.
Still there, yeah.
I think so.
No.
Isn't it there anymore?
No, after...
Yeah, they're still
no.
there.
Where?
Oh, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
You look
where
you go.
Where are you talking about?
It was by the Pacific
an
Tower.
Old motor from the mine. They put it on a pedestal there.
Oh, okay, yeah. It is by Pacific Tower.
It's still there.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
it's,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you
see
go it. To pay your PPL.
Oh,
you
I always wonder what that is.
Yeah,
it's an old motor.
Oh,
motor.
I didn't know what
that pulled the coal up out of the mine.
Oh, did it?
Oh, that was in my day, too.
Of
motors.
When we worked at Karen, when we worked in New Mexico, I was working with
Grandpa,
yeah. And he took me in the mine and we went into the hole, you know, walk in on the idle day. And there was a large motor setting on the track, you know, and they had a pole on the trolley too. He was walking ahead and I was behind him, and I went there, turned the control, and that motor stuck. At least that he says, come on, let's run. The motor, I don't know where he went. We ran out of mine, so hopefully don't know what happened. Lucky they don't know about me, you know.
Yeah.
Was starting to go backwards instead of front.
Did you work on contract when you first?
Yeah, contract here.
Here.
And contract at the pickup.
Until when?
Till maybe a year or two before I quit there, I was on the rope.
No, but I mean, you were on
working contract for pickup, yeah.
Yeah, but when did they stop working contract?
They had it there all the time till we quit. At the
and you people used to be contract.
You paid them. That's what happened here when I went with this old man up Winton. They put me and him on a contract to go behind the scraper, you know, whatever loose coal we can get to dig, load it out. And he didn't like it, so we left the tools and stuff down there and could walk right back up.
What do you mean by contract?
How much coal do you mind?
You dig and you got paid by the ton.
Well, it wasn't by hours?
I don't know when that changed, when the unions.
Then when you came here, there weren't unions then, right?
Yeah, there was union. Yeah.
Okay, did you have to join the union right away? Or how
long? As soon as you got a job, you joined the union.
Okay, you had no time then to think about it. You had to join
right away.
No,
that time of day, you had a job.
How come
you didn't go in the mine unless you joined the union.
First day I sat on for that summer I hired, you know, I sat down on the thing and boy, that guy came right up. He says, you got to sign right here.
Yeah.
I said, what's that? He says, you got to join the union.
Before
I'm only down here for the summer. It don't matter. He says, sign right there. So I had a sign.
Why did you have to join the union?
Because it was a closed, what do they call a...
Closed shop.
Closed shop then.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the kind of stuff they want to hear. Don't they? Mm-hmm. I bet you.
Is that
on? Okay. I didn't know it was on.
Yeah, they had a... You get a job and you get your check, you know, to go in a mine, and here comes a committee from the union, and you sign you up, and he tells you when they're going to have a meeting. Say, mm-hmm. Tuesday night, you got to come to the meeting, they swear you in, you put your hand up, you're going to... Not gonna work no place unless it's a union.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was, and it was good. And we strike too for our wages.
You went on strike a couple
of times, yeah.
And how long were you?
Well, it depends. One time was quite a couple of months, isn't it?
And so you had you couldn't do anything else? Could you find odd jobs?
No.
You had to stay with.
He was lucky to get a job during the Depression.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're on strike, do they help? Yeah. Did they help you out anyway? No. With money?
Well, union did help. If they had the money and they ran out of money, they did. They helped. And then another thing, we had a Republican governor, Frank Barrett. He told the miners to catch grasshoppers and eat them.
Did the union ever tell you how to vote?
No.
They never would?
No, they, you vote who you want to vote for.
But in New Mexico, he had to, that's the reason they closed those mines, was because they didn't vote Republican. Hoover.
Yeah, Hoover got in.
Got in. And all of them that voted Democrat, they knew. And you had to get out. In fact, they loaded up some families.
Three
the truck
families
was there.
On the truck.
Loaded them up, and now you go where you want. They wouldn't let you stay in the camp.
That's why you left?
No, we weren't forced out. No. The mines just closed.
Only they're done with us when we went back in the mine to work. They sent us home 3-4 times, 2 weeks at a time. Then we got bony, and we never did have bony in the coal. That's going to be on there too.
What's bony in?
Well, that's a rock. That's not a coal.
It
don't burn like a coal.
Well, how did you ever decide to become a Democrat then? What
Right there in New Mexico.
Oh, that's when they did that, and that convinced you. Because you didn't know politics when you got there.
Well, I didn't know plenty when I got here,
No, I mean in New Mexico, you didn't really know.
Yeah,
no.
But I voted with, like, Grandpa and them was Democrats, I voted.
Okay, but how did they know which way to go? Because they didn't know the line.
They was more organized that time than there was now.
But you know, they had cars at election time, and a Democrat car came and picked them up. And that was it.
Yeah, but I mean, how did they know who did they want to go for, or did they just follow get in the car? How did Grandpa know who he wanted to vote for?
Well, they had campaigns like you got now. Republicans there and Democrats, and most of the coal miners was Democrats.
Oh, okay.
Our company was for Republicans.
Company was
Bill
always
Hibson,
Republican.
Yeah.
I might as well ask you about, you know, the weather when you first came. Was it real bad, you know?
Oh, yeah, we came here in September, and it was a bad winter. And the houses weren't built very good, and Grandma would put rags around the windows and the doors to keep the snow from blowing in. It was blowing in, and the dust storms were something. You couldn't see a thing across the street. There was no sidewalks and no pavement. So everything was just dirt.
And then you had to walk everywhere, so that...
Yeah. It was...
And when the wind come from west, it blow through the house. Snow. You see the snow cover there.
So your winter started, like, in September?
September.
Yeah.
And continued until when?
Oh, May. It was a bad winter, that 1929.
That was the... And you know, had a lot of flooding? Was that...
Well, then... We noticed it more so when we moved down here on West Flat, because down on East Flat, you know, we were away from the creek, so we didn't know too much about floods. But in 37, was it?
Yeah, 1937.
The river was really up high. It took garages. There was like four or five garages down at Stark's apartments, and during the night we could see them breaking up, and the water took them.
What did you do,
Jim?
Sandbag it? Is that what you
mean? No, we didn't do nothing.
Just leave?
It didn't get high enough there. It was just down there.
But one year they came and said we were going to have to evacuate.
Yeah.
Do you remember when was that, when you rolled up the carpets?
That was in 37.
That was in 37.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how bad it was, and we went up to Strinas, you know? And here we were up there, and it was... More dangerous
up there
than it was here.
Yeah.
And here we were waiting up there for the flood to pass here, you know, the water to go down.
And at the same time, mine flooded in the
Reliance.
You know, there was raining for 3-4 days. Big rain.
Heavy.
But they have improved the creek now to where...
Oh, yeah, now it's regular. Now...
There's less chance.
But that,
of
see what happened. First flood that come from east, the second one from the north, when it rained second day. If it would have been both, would have been all rock springs in the water.
Well.
Well, we have more doctors then than we have now.
They would at least come to the house.
And anytime somebody got sick, no matter day or night, they was there.
They weren't trying to, like, rob you then?
No.
We had free doctors.
And that was paid through the union, see. We didn't have to pay.
Did you have a doctor in every camp, or did one doctor have to take care of two or three?
No. Every camp had their doctor.
Every camp had it. Then we have 4 or 5 here.
Here?
They build a clinic. You could go to either one you want.
The hospital was already set up.
The old hospital.
Old hospital.
The
whole
hospital.
Mm-hmm. And the doctors was good that time too.
You could call them, and once you took sick, you didn't have to call them again.
They
kept coming until you were well.
There was Dr. Kruger, Dr.
Lauser,
Sanders, Burtonshaw, McCann. He was a good one too.
Dr. Cross was in the camp.
Yeah,
he was up the lines. He brought me home when I got hurt. And you were scared I was all wrecked up.
What happened to you?
You got hit with the drill.
That's
And that's what kind of brought me out.
And he had stitches, right? You can see where they were.
Now, did the doctors have to live in the camps, or could they live?
They lived in the camp.
They had their own home. Not theirs, but the
UP.
They had a nice home for the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
UP would pay for everything there.
Through the union, they had it fixed.
We didn't pay for medicine or...
Any medicine you need or anything.
You'd go to see the doctor, he'd give you all the medication you wanted, you know, or needed. You never paid a penny.
It was better then.
Now, okay, then when you went to the hospital, who took care of,
they had a fix with the union, they take care. Like when Mama was operated in Salt Lake, in the lake we didn't have to put
a
dime.
Penny.
That was all paid when we got home.
Mm-hmm. And you were born, $25 is all, and that included the clothes and everything that they used for the baby. Because you couldn't take your baby clothes up there. Only when the baby was ready to come home, you'd take the clothes up. And it was just $25. And look what it is today.
But did you have to pay that, or did they?
No, we paid that.
The union didn't pay the...
No, maternity.
They didn't pay that much of it, huh? Well, did they? They didn't pay anything? For your hospital, or was it just 25 to get the baby out?
It was just 25.
We just had to pay 25. No, that's all it was. Yeah.
But you don't know that. That wasn't your hospital stay, was it?
Yeah, everything.
Everything. Yeah. Your room and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was $30-some when Jean was born. Judy.
And doctor was paid by the union.
And I think $75 when Barbara. I still have the bill when you were born, because that was the first paycheck. He came home with $25, and we had to give it to the hospital.
You know, you were Dr. Sanders. Mm-hmm.
You should have put me on charge.
But like I said, it was hard then, because there was no money. It was depression time, and it was hard.
How come they would pay for all this? Would it take so much out of...
Well, they had a contract with the union. They pay so much on the coal, you know,
so much at the time.
And the union, when they make agreement with the company for our doctors and all.
All that.
Well, during the Depression, do you think Rock Springs, because of the mines, was in better situation than other parts of the country?
Yes, it was.
Even though you were having a hard time.
The ones that was
working for Union Pacific,
they didn't even know there was
depression. They were making
but
good money.
But us guys that was working for Central and Coke and Blairtown and Lincoln, we was in a bad shape.
Oh. But I mean, other parts of the country, were they
worse off than
what you people were here in Rock Springs?
Sure.
So then it's almost the same now.
We're good here,
and everybody else is having a depression like.
Yeah.
So it's almost
same.
A round circle again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, the mines only worked like 2 days a week. They didn't work every day.
Union Pacific worked 5 days.
I know, but I says, even when you start for UP, you didn't work all the time.
They cut down, yeah.
Why did they have to do that?
Well,
they didn't need the coal.
The Union Pacific was... And they gave a call for their trains. They didn't sell it out. They run the trains on the coal, steam. And they had Superior, they produced lots of coal from there. They had their lines, they had Winton, number 4 and 8 down here. Look, they had over 2,000 miners just digging coal for them, for their own use.
Oh, so how far out would they ship coal then from Rock Springs, do you know?
They was burning it in trains.
Yeah, but you don't know how far.
I don't know how far they were shipping. And then they had Hannah, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And when they was building for a strike, they used to make a pile right down there on the Gilpin field.
Oh, we storage
there. Do you remember when they storage that coal?
What year was that?
I think that was even in 1937, too. And,
you know,
when the war was on, the Second War, they had a pile there, too.
Did you go on strike during World War II?
No, I don't think we did. We was ready to go, but I don't think we did. I don't know. Yeah, I think we did, because everybody was hollering about it.
Yeah, John L. Lewis?
Yeah, he
caught hell over that.
Yeah, he had a tight frame.
What did he do?
He called it strike side. During World War II, which was not very patriotic in some people's eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. But coal miners won, they had a union, they won, everything was good for everybody then. All the unions, not just the mining workers. Now they don't have nothing.
I think they're going to go back to the time where they're going to want unions.
Unions stuck together.
Oh, yeah. Your stores and, you know, like Safeway and them, they had to pay whatever. They had a unions too, but now they don't have a union.
But they're, yeah, their stores still have unions. Safeway, yes,
well,
they do.
The clerks do, but mm-hmm. I don't know how strong it is.
Was there corruption in the unions then?
No, well, you know, they always was fighting against John Lewis, but he had a maid. He was like a dictator, you know. You didn't vote for nobody but him.
Who's this John Lewis?
He was the president of the
there was 400,000 miners in the union. Mm-hmm. Now you just got 100,000. And more than that they had at one time. But he was a good man. What he wanted, he didn't let him fool around. He called a man out and have a general strike. When they run out of coal, what they have stuck, they have to sign up. Mm-hmm. And now they got him split. See, they signed already for the West. They're supposed to be next week sometime. East is going to go out on a strike if they don't sign up. But West signed up already. Cameron, Utah.
There aren't too many mines left in
the
West now.
Cameron's got pretty good yet.